This is No Sleep Just Sports Radio.
What up, everybody? It's Jeff from No Sleep Just Sports Radio. I just want to come and give you guys a quick review of last night's game, man. First off, what a hell of a game. Definitely was very entertaining. It was fun to watch. I was a little skeptical about what the Warriors would be able to do without KD, but it looks like they haven't forgot who they were before KD, and they got out there and actually, you know, brought it home, and it was really good to see. Definitely thought that Houston would be able to take a little bit would be able to take more advantage of the situation. I mean, even last game when KD goes out, that's your chance. You know, you got a chance to take this series over and be able to close it out at home. And they didn't take advantage of that. And even when they got, and even in this game, when they got their opportunities, I just feel like they didn't have the sense of urgency that the Warriors had tonight. Like, if you watch this game back, the Warriors look like their season was on the line. It didn't look like the Rockets were playing for their season. It's kind of something that it's kind of a problem that they have a lot, in my opinion. They approach every game just like it's another game, and they don't. You can see it when they play. They don't have that same amount of intensity that the other team brings sometimes, and it cost them last night. It cost them big time, in my opinion, down the stretch. Definitely. I mean, you can't really say anything about the numbers that James Harden put up or anything like that. But I just feel like down the stretch, he was not assertive enough. He didn't put his team in a position to win the game, even though he had 35, 8 rebounds and 5 assists. I didn't feel like he necessarily did what he needed to do to put his team in a position to win down the stretch. I mean, this James Harden we talking about, man. Like 50-point triple doubles, 60-point game. Like this guy is a beast, you know, and I just feel like when it matters the most, he kind of comes up short. And it, like I said, you can't really say anything about the numbers that he put up this game. But I mean, if you watch the game, just down the stretch, he wasn't the James Harden that you see during the regular season. And that's what they needed down the stretch. And he just wasn't that guy down the stretch. Can't really say enough about the performance that Steph put on down the stretch. Now, don't get me wrong. That first half was horrible. Just the foul trouble that he was getting in, just stupid fouls. And I mean, he wasn't on the floor for very long in that first half, but that second half, he found who he was. I wouldn't even say the second half. I would say really the fourth quarter, he got back to two-time MVP stuff. He got back to, again, who he was before KD got there. And it was really fun to watch. It was definitely one of the better performances I've seen him have in the playoffs. I mean, it might be his best playoff moment. Just when you think about the Steph moments in the playoffs, there aren't very many. And I just kind of think like this one's probably at the top of the list. I mean, 21-point fourth quarter, he balled out that fourth quarter. Like it was really Tebow-esque, in my opinion. Just the way that Tim Tebow would kind of shit the bed for the first three quarters, and then that fourth quarter when it was crunch time, when it was time to win, he showed up. That was been Steph the past two games, and I can't say it's fun to watch up until that point, but once he decided to turn it on, man, I couldn't turn my eyes away from the TV screen, man. It was really fun to watch. It was a great performance by him. Klay definitely stepped up as well this game, had with 27 points and just important points. His 27 points is always going to be important, but just some of the timing of his shots, he hit the ultimate dagger of the game, in my opinion. Like it was just a really good game from Klay. Got the nickname Game 6 Klay now, and he's definitely living up to it, man. I mean, it's just when you need him the most, he steps up. Like, and you can't say anything else, really, honestly. I can't really think of too many games when the season was on the line or when when all the marbles were on the line, when it was a big game and Klay wasn't there in some shape, form, or fashion, you know. So it was really fun to watch that as well. The Warriors bench stepped up a lot. You got 17 from Iguodala. Well, Iguodala started, so I guess you wouldn't really say the bench, but you got 17 from Iguodala. Kevon Looney, he had 14 and 5, big 14 points. He was a force defensively as well. Feel like he played some pretty good defense, especially when he gets switched on to Harden. I feel like he plays really decent defense to be a big man. He's big enough that Harden is a little tougher for Harden to kind of just drive past him sometimes, and it's a little tougher for him to just shoot over him sometimes. Don't get me wrong, he's no match for Harden, but compared to other big men that I see get switched on to Harden, I feel like he does a really decent job. And I mean, he came off the bench and gave the Warriors really, really big minutes last night. Draymond, of course, you'll never really see it in the stats with 8 points, 10 boards, and 7 assists. It's almost a triple double, but it doesn't really. It's not really eye-popping or anything like that, but just him being the emotional leader that he's always been was really big for them down the stretch. Feel like the offense got a little stagnant at one point in the third quarter, if I'm not mistaken, and just Draymond being that emotional leader, clapping and being loud, demonstrative, just you can tell he knows what's on the line in this game. You know, you can tell the Warriors, period. They didn't want to go to game 7. You know, they knew what was on the line in this game, and it was big to see that they were able to step up. Now, as far as going forward, I don't know if they'll be able to win an entire series without KD. But I mean, at least for this game, you could tell that they haven't really forgotten who they were before he got there. And that was big to see. And just to talk a little bit more about the Rockets, like I don't know where you go with this team going forward. I don't know if you blow it up. I don't know what you do. But I definitely feel like this team needs a third guy. If they're going to stick with this core, I feel like they need a third guy that's going to come in and put up some points and, you know, maybe take the ball out of James Harden's hands so much. Because just down the stretch, maybe it is fatigue, because he just doesn't look like the same guy down the stretch of big games. Now don't get me wrong, in the regular season, he down the stretch of games, he puts up magnificent numbers. He does magnificent things for his team down the stretch. But down the stretch of the biggest games, I feel like he comes up a little bit short. He's not himself offensively. I mean, defensively, he's never really been that guy. But offensively, he's just not himself. And I'm not understanding exactly why. I wouldn't blame it on coaching at all, because, I mean, he does it all game. Like I said, he had 35 points. He does it most of the game. But I just feel like down the stretch of this game, he definitely disappeared a little bit. And, maybe you can credit that to the defense of the Warriors a little bit, you know? Iguodala was definitely playing some pretty close-knit defense on him. He was in his pocket pretty much all night. There wasn't Harden didn't get very many easy shots. You know, he took it to the lane a lot. He definitely got, I mean, he's Harden. He got his 35. But he definitely didn't get very many easy shots. And I just feel like you can scheme him. I mean, he's James Harden. You can scheme some easy shots for this guy. Like, he shouldn't have to create his own shot every single play. Like, I just feel like Mike D'Antoni needs to scheme this guy some easy shots at some point. You got to run this guy off a couple screens without the ball. You know, you got to run him off a couple screens, get him to the back. Like, I just don't understand why he wouldn't do that. I mean, I understand why you want to keep the ball in his hands, but at some point, you got to take the ball out of his hands. I mean, Chris Paul is one of the best point guards to ever live. Let him distribute a little bit, you know? Let him distribute to James Harden and the other guys. I just don't understand. I don't understand the coaching philosophy, and I don't understand what it is with James Harden that he just kind of refuses to take that next step in the playoffs. Like, these are really good numbers, but I didn't really see him take that next step, the step that says my team is not going to lose this game no matter what. You look on the other side and you look at Steph. Steph had a horrible first half. Horrible. He didn't score in the first half. But in that second half, he put up 33 points. In the fourth quarter, he put up, I think it was 21 in the fourth quarter, something like that. And you can see it. There's an element of, we aren't losing this game. There's an element of, I'm taking this game over. I'm the best player on this court. We aren't losing this game. And I mean, I didn't see that on the other side of the court from Houston, and it was just a little disappointing because I was really expecting a lot from them this postseason. I was definitely expecting them to step up once KD went down, and I feel like once KD went down, they got really comfy. They felt like it was a gimme. They got comfy, and you can't do that with any NBA team, let alone one of the best NBA teams to ever step foot on the NBA floor. So I just definitely feel like they came up really short. It's going to be fun to see what the Warriors do going forward. They say KD might not be back for the first couple games of next series. So we'll see. I mean, you never really know with the leg injury, especially a calf strain. So it'll be fun to see the Warriors, if they continue to play like them old selves going forward, is going to be fun to see who they play. I mean, we got a couple game sevens on Sunday, so I'll definitely be back with a podcast on Monday to talk about those a little bit. But it's going to be really fun to see what's going to happen with this team going forward, and I can't wait. Thanks for tuning in for my little game reaction. This is No Sleep, Just Sports Radio. It's Jeff Stevens, and I'll talk to you guys next time. Appreciate everybody tuning in today. This is Jeffrey Stevens, and this is No Sleep, Just Sports Radio. Follow us on Twitter at NSJS Media. Follow us on Instagram at NSJS TV. And you can definitely go ahead and check out our sponsors, iShop11.com. That is iShop11.com, spell that out. And you can definitely check out Anchor at anchor.fm, or you can download the app on your Android or iPhone device. Go ahead and check that out if you're looking to start your own podcast. You can make some money off of that, man. Thank you for tuning in again. This is Jeffrey Stevens, editor-in-chief of NoSleepJustSports.com. Everybody have a great weekend.
This is No Sleep, Just Sports Radio.
Hey everybody, Jeff from NSJS Radio here, and I'm here to tell you that if you're looking for the latest and greatest in tennis shoes, you need to go to iShop11.com. That's right, iShop11.com. They're going to have the latest and greatest in tennis shoes for you and some exclusive fits. Go to iShop11.com. You can also follow them on Instagram at iShop11. You want to spell that out, iShop11.com. Tell them Jeff from No Sleep, Just Sports Radio sent you.